I was on my feet, needing to go someplace, but there was no place to go. We were on an island, a floating blue island in a pink house, where I spilled out my guts and then hoped I wasn't tossed out to sea to wait for my punishment. August was looking at me, waiting. I didn't know if I could say it. It was my fault she died. I killed her. I sobbed and dropped straight down onto my knees on the rug. It was the first time I'd ever said the words to another person, and the sound of them broke open my heart. Probably one or two moments in your whole life, you will hear a dark, whispering spirit, a voice coming from the center of things. It will have blades for lips, and will not stop until it speaks the one secret thing at the heart of it all. Kneeling on the floor, unable to stop shuddering, I heard it plainly. It said, "You are unlovable, Lily Owens. Unlovable. Who could love you? Who in this world could ever love you?" I sank farther down, onto my heels, hardly aware of myself, mumbling the words out loud. "I'm unlovable." When I looked up, I saw dust particles floating in the lamplight, August standing, looking down at me. I thought she might try to pull me to my feet, but instead she knelt beside me and brushed the hair back from my face. "Oh, Lily," she said, "child." "I accidentally killed her," I said, staring straight into her eyes. "Listen to me now," said August, tilting my chin to her face. "That's a terrible, terrible thing for you to live with. But you are not unlovable. Even if you did accidentally kill her, you are still the most dear, most lovable girl I know. Why, Rosaline loves you. May loved you. It doesn't take a wizard to see Zack loves you. And every one of the daughters loves you. And June, despite her ways, loves you too. It just took her a while longer because she resented your mother so much." "She resented my mother? But why?" I said, realizing that June must have known who I was all along too. "Oh, it's complicated. Just like June. She couldn't get over me working as a maid in your mother's house." August gave her head a shake. "I know it wasn't fair, but she took it out on Deborah, and then on you. But even June came around to loving you, didn't she?" "I guess," I said. "Mostly, though, I want you to know. I love you, just like I loved your mother." August stood up, but I stayed where I was, holding her words inside me. "Give me your hand," she said, reaching down. Getting to my feet, I felt dizzy around the edges, that feeling like you've stood up too fast. All this love coming to me, I didn't know what to do with it. I wanted to say, "I love you too. I love you all." The feeling rose up in me like a column of wind, but when it got to my mouth, it had no voice, no words, just a lot of air and longing. "We both need a little breather," August said, and she plodded toward the kitchen. August poured us glasses of ice water from the refrigerator. We took them to the back porch, where we sat in the porch swing, taking little gulps of coolness and listening to the chains creak. It's surprising how soothing that sound can be. We hadn't bothered to turn on the overhead light, and that was soothing too, just sitting in the dark. After a few minutes, August said, "Here's what I can't figure out, Lily. How you knew to come here?" I pulled the wooden picture of Black Mary from my pocket and handed it to her. "It belonged to my mother," I said. "I found it in the attic the same time I found her photograph." "Oh, my Lord," she said, her hand going up to the side of her mouth. I gave this to your mother not long before she died. She set her water glass on the floor and walked across the porch.